I'm honored to be with you, and there is some PowerPoint, so Prabhuji is trying to. And I'm so grateful to be with all of you today, and I'm honored also. We will start with some mantras, and hopefully they will bring some good energy to the television, and the PowerPoint will appear. So put your heart. This is a very interesting topic for me. I don't know if it could be for you, but sometime I heard a lecture of Bhatita Swami. He thought that if you speak about something that is very relevant for you, it could be relevant also for others, or maybe you can put this energy inside. So I was always interested in this topic of crisis, because from the beginning I saw that was the part of the path, the spiritual path. And especially is a very huge topic, actually. And when you go into mysticism, that means that you really practice a path of purification, you come in contact with crisis. This is a good sign, actually, because when you go deep inside you, we will see some slides about that. Generally, there is like a churning. And in our tradition, in our books, we have the churning of an ocean of milk that is like also a metaphor of the process of purification. But this process impels also people that are not in the path of spiritual life. And this is the first type of crisis. And we will see there, I will try to talk, but I'm not like Vamanadeva, so I cannot cover, I think, all the important points in just one little presentation. But my success for me will be just to open this topic and think about this crisis in our life and how to welcome crisis, not fear, not feel a sense of guilty, you know, or shame because I'm in crisis. Okay, so crisis as opportunities to grow in our spiritual journey. This is the title. So, crisis can be motivated by external reason or could be a special spiritual crisis just coming from inside. So there is not special reason outside. They just come from inside. Sometimes they are triggered by some external reason. But actually, for spiritual people especially, a lot of crises we come forward, they are spiritual crises. As a framework for this lecture, and maybe I do 35 PowerPoint, so maybe it's like a seminar, but we will touch some slide today. As a framework, I will use, of course, Vedic tradition, but also I got interested in this work of Roberto Saggioli, that was a psychotherapist, Italian psychotherapist, interested in the transpersonal psychology. That means psychology that consider that we are soul eternal. Not all the branches of psychology have this kind of approach. So I get some information and compare with Vedic tradition from this kind of work that is called spiritual development and nervous diseases. So there is a connection. If you are in a spiritual journey and you have a crisis, you go to a therapist, if the therapist doesn't have this particular understanding of spiritual life, can direct you to another direction. You know? So, this kind of topic is also to help spiritualist and professional figure, because professional figure that have this knowledge are needed for spiritual people in some way. Okay. In the Bhakti tradition, we have so much information about spiritual development, especially in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, in the Sambharva of the Goswamis. We have so much information, very detailed information about that, that explain the very difficult on the spiritual path. Okay. So this is the first mantra I want to recite with you. And I think it will be very helpful and relieving, like a relief when we are in crisis, especially if you are spiritual people, and almost all of you are, and or we are aspiring to be. It's okay to be in crisis. It's a part of the process of purification. We can repeat together, please. It's okay to be in crisis. It's a part of the process of purification. All spiritual people faces spiritual crisis. We will come to the point that also people that are involved in the material life have crisis, and I have a PowerPoint for that. But in spiritual life, I can feel like a little guilt, a sense of guilt, because you know, I want to present myself as a happy person, chant and be happy. So being in crisis is something like, you know, I don't want to be there. I want to be the guys that is happy, that is chanting, dancing. And also a sense of shame. Because, yes, something like we think that we have to be perfect. And this is a part of the crisis. To pretend to be perfect. Not pretending in a wrong way, in a bad way. But, you know, we want to be perfect. Especially when we have a taste of the perfection. And I think the majority of you had a taste of perfection. A taste. Quite everyone, a taste. Not a permanent experience, but a taste. And the taste is the beginning, actually, of spiritual life. And could be because we saw the deities, or we meet some very elevated person. Or sometimes could be like, you know, St. Paul in the path to Damascus, that he just see Jesus without proper preparation before. So, and this topic is important because we want to be sympathetic with other person that are involved in crisis, are inside crisis, and we need to understand the dynamic of spiritual crisis. Also for counselor, you know, we have people around you that could be in crisis. Okay. So crisis, for the dictionary, is an extremely dangerous or difficult situation, a time of great disagreement, confusion, or suffering, an extremely difficult or dangerous point in a situation, a moment during a serious illness when there is a possibility of suddenly getting either better or worse. Spiritual crisis, every kind of crisis is correlated to identity, generally. You know, the middle age crisis is because I was before a young man and then I'm an adult, what I do with my life, you know? The crisis when one person get retired, no? So before I was a worker, and now what I will... So identity is in the center of the crisis, generally. You know, every kind of crisis. I get betrayed by my partner. It's a crisis. Before I was the one, I was the second half of the other person. Now, what is my new role in life? And spiritual crises are manifested because we are spirit-soul. So we have a spiritual identity, but we are inside a body, a covering. Ananta Prabhu developed this point like with the five koshas, the five covering. Sometimes we find manas, buddhi, ankara, sharira, the body. There are different ways to name and to categorize sorry, the different layers of the body that are like covering of our body. So spiritual crises are in some way a dichotomy between our spiritual nature and our material covering. And even spiritual people that have intellectually understand and even had some experience of the soul, they are traveling in these two planes. And this can create tension and crisis. And we will see something. So crisis is an opportunity to grow, always, especially crisis for spiritual people. You know, there are regressive symptoms and progressive symptoms. Crisis or psychological disorder can be born by, can be developed by trauma, past trauma. But generally, spiritual crises are in some way progressive symptoms. They are stages of growing. This is the main difference. So, material crises have material causes due to past trauma, due to past karma, due to past samsara. We will use these yogic terms. Due to events that change my identity, the idea that I have of myself, that is called ahamkara in the Bhagavad Gita and in the Upanishad. It is called asmita in the Yoga Sutra. There is no search for spiritual solution, generally. Spiritual crises have spiritual causes and may have no material causes. This is the problem. Because around you, you can find your parents, your partner, but why are you so depressed? There is no reason. You have a job, you have that. But spiritual crises can come out without external reasons, are part of the churning of the ocean of milk inside us. But the spiritual people have the opportunity to search for a spiritual solution, and the spiritual crises are temporary and generally fade over time, especially when the people reach another stage of his progress. So all crises are... Material crises are very deeply eradicated sometimes. The people can go on in material crisis for 10, 20, 30 years, or even more. You know? The problem is that in the beginning of our path, could be that we have this both, material crisis or regressive symptoms and progressive symptoms together. So the process is like to treat the regressive symptoms, go into the trauma in some way. And the spiritual path have generally a way to do that. Like in our tradition, we have the chanting of the mantras to purify our heart and so on. But sometimes people that have very deep trauma, they need some professional. But of course, especially for spiritual people, it's necessary that the professional have a spiritual vision. And so, the progressive symptom, the spiritual symptom, should be treated in some way, in another way, because there are not actually psychological disorder. So, the problem is between spiritual identity and material identity. We are eternally and divine beings. The Upanishad call Atma Purusha, the Anupurusha. Part of God, the Parama Purusha, Ishvara Bhagavan. This is our identity for the psychology of yoga. But we clothe a spiritual, a physical and subtle body that is called Prakriti, is made of Prakriti, is made of Guna, and in Bhagavad Gita is called Kshetra, and the inhabitant of the Kshetra is called Kshetragya. It is the soul that gives life of the body and the psyche. This is Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, is all about. You know, in every part of our tradition, in our scripture, is all about crisis. Maharaj Parikshit has a crisis. He should die in 7 days. Arjuna has a crisis, is in the middle of the battle of Kurukshetra. And, you know, he has so many symptoms, also physical symptoms. If you read the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, you can read everything about that. And we have Bali Maharaj, and we have Prahlad Maharaj. We have so many crises. So we came to the point. There are 5 critical stages in the process of spiritual realization. This is the from a work of spiritual development and nervous disease of this Roberto Saggioli, and we will connect with our tradition. But I think it's a good framework to start speaking about crises. There are crises preceding spiritual experiences. We will define what is a spiritual experience. But I think that almost of you had a spiritual experience. Crises produced by spiritual experiences. So people got spiritual experience and got in crisis by that. And this is interesting. Reaction following spiritual experience. When the spiritual experience fades in our life, we feel a sense of void. And this is a part of that. The 4 stages are stages of the process of purification that we call in our tradition anartha nivritti. And then there is the dark night of the soul. This is Christian concept, but also Bhaktivedanta Swami speaks about that in his Spiritual Warrior 3. So I think it's interesting because some people can have this kind of experience. Now, spiritual development often takes place more harmoniously and gradually. So there not should be so painful experience like the extreme that we will treat, we will speak about. So sometimes could be more gradually, less strong. In ordinary people life, ordinary people, I put under a quote, disorder are often more severe, more difficult to bear for the person and to cure than those produced by spiritual causes. So we know that when we surrender to Ishvara, to God, to Krishna, our karma got in somewhere popusti, discount. Some popusti is there. And so is also for crisis. And there is a difference. There is crisis that are not conducive to grow, and crises that are conducive to grow. When you have a crisis, but you are growing, this is a win situation. Okay? Because you are growing in the process. And the spiritualists find relief from his sadhana, satsanga, the guidance of the gurus and scripture. They have some medicine. Satsanga is very important in the crisis. And it's very important that the satsanga is ready to manage crisis. Okay, so the first part is crisis preceding spiritual experiences. So we talk about ordinary man or woman. Okay, ordinary is not some bad word. I don't use in a disparaging way, but it's something like living the life without asking questions. You know, because you are live in an environment, you follow everything of the environment without asking questions. At the lowest level, this ordinary man or woman is concerned with gratifying only his own personal desire. This is like duskritina in the Bhagavad Gita. At a high level, he subordinates personal satisfaction, so there is some altruistic tendency, to fulfill the civil, family, social, and even religious duties instilled in him without asking why. This is like living an ordinary life. Okay. Okay. The point is thinking that ordinary life has some absolute value. So it's something absolute. It's like God wants that. I don't ask anything. I don't ask why. But sometimes can happen that this ordinary man has a spiritual crisis. This is the first type of spiritual crisis. You see, there is my engineering schemes. And the symptoms, there is a sudden change in the inner life of the ordinary man. So he's going to job and something happened. Could be with cause. There is some mourning, some parents, some people around us are dying. Could be a moral shock, a loss of something important, a loss of job, something like that. Could be without an apparent cause. Could be just the scream of the soul that is saying, why are doing so? Atato Brahma Jigyasa, you are in a human form. You can think about God. You can realize the amrita, the nectar of life. Don't you feel that there is something wrong? Don't you feel that this reality is dreamlike? There is a voice that is proposing this strange advertisement. No? So, ordinary life becomes more unreal, empty, ephemeral, and dreamlike. Previous interest lost value and importance. The person begins to wonder about the meaning of life. There is this tendency. That is actually very good, you know? Because could be the start of a spiritual practice, a spiritual path. Do you agree? No, it's a good point. But if you accept it, if you accept this crisis as an opportunity to grow, but I'm eradicated in everything, I start to listen from the time I born, and then in the school, and then from my friend, and then my parent taught that I have to become an engineer, and then marry, and then do that, and do that. There is a strong connection. My identity is related to that image of the society. So, if I deny this crisis, what happened? The person does not understand the nature of a new status. So there is new status of consciousness, but he doesn't understand. He considered them fantasies and suffered them. It's like I become crazy. Nobody is asking this question. Everyone is in the pub, and the beer is solving all the the problem of life. Speaking of politics, speaking of other sex, it seems to be the most important topic, no? And maybe I'm in some circle of intellectual, and maybe I speak about philosophy also. But something inside me is making everything without taste, you know? So the people can feel the fear of going insane. And it can start to fight them. This kind of propensity are inside them. You know, it's important to know because you can find these people on distributing books, or could be people around you. And maybe they are struggling inside them and they don't know why. So, if I fight them in every way, he strives to retouch himself to ordinary life. How? They seek new material interest, new sensation, maybe a new partner. Many marriage break down because the people want something new. He or she doesn't know what's to have. So they search new interest, new partner, new sensation, new stimuli, new emotion, and sometimes there is a danger of addiction. Because you have in some way to cover up this intense feeling. It could become so intense that could bring inner void, moral crisis. The person start to think of himself, start to have a sense of guilt, discouragement, could arrive to have suicidal impulses, thinking to the suicide. And could be also physical symptoms about that. Okay. But the solution is that there is a God-shaped vacuum in the earth of each man which cannot be satisfied by any created things, but only by God. This is a quote from Blaise Pascal, that was a philosopher, physician, and so many quality. And, you know, if there is acceptance of the crisis, ordinary life, the ordinary life is broke down, is crumbled. The crisis becomes a great opportunity to make a new sense of life and open up existential question. Matter collapse in order to open up the heart to new experience. And so the person can approach a spiritual path. And this crisis is like to prepare people in this, if they are sukritino, the Bhagavad Gita say, if there are some pious merits, they come close to a spiritual path, they come close to bhakti. No, they are the distressed, you know? This is Chaturvida Bhajantamam, you know, verse. And the distressed, they come. You know, this is a game for little child. Do you know about that? That you have this form, you have to put. Have you ever seen a child trying to put a triangle in, in a circle shape, repeatedly? No, have you ever seen that? Yeah, we do every time in our life. We try to put in our heart that it's God-shaped, every kind of stuff, but nothing is entering in our heart. So we are like babies that we are trying to put stuff in our heart, but they cannot fulfill our inner desire. This is this vacuum is from God-shaped. Okay. So this is crisis preceding spiritual experience. And maybe we have time to do something more. And, I think it is interesting. You think so many people around us are maybe experience this kind of crisis, and generally they can become more addicted and more, you know, from the external you cannot see this crisis, but it is there. So it's very important to do the missionary activities to spread spiritual consciousness, spiritual literature, because we can save so many people. Saved from suicide, saved from addiction, because they don't need medicine. They need a spiritual direction. Okay. I choose to speak through a psychotherapist, the father of the psychosynthesis, because, you know, it's something that could be also understood by the psychological view, the point of view. So I think it's interesting. I hope you are following this. Okay. Then there is a spiritual experience. The Atma gets in contact with the Self in some way. When a spiritual experience is manifested at the level of the Atma, the body and psyche undergo a transformation. You know, spiritual experience is very easy. I think that almost every one of you had a spiritual experience. Spiritual experience is a state of bliss, a state when you think that every kind of your problem are solved, already solved. Could be in the beginning of the path. Sometimes it's like, you know, a marketing strategy of Krishna. It just gives you a little taste of transcendence, perfection, connection with God, and then you have to pay. You know, this is a marketing strategy. And Krishna is the supreme everything, so he's also the supreme marketer. and use this strategy a lot. So I think every one of us had this experience. And then this experience go away. And first, could be different from person to person. For someone is a long experience. He can drive in this experience for quite a long. It's something like to be, you know, fall in love with someone. This period of love, you know, and then the love fade away. And there is the real building of the relationship, you know. This happens also in spiritual life. And there are crises actually that are inside when you get the spiritual experience. This is a person that I choose from the internet that seems to have a spiritual experience. I'm joking. I don't know. We cannot see inside the person, no? We don't have spiritual, mystic power of that. Maybe someone, some spiritual master. So the person is having a spiritual experience, is feeling connection with God. I use God because it could be in every tradition. Could be also someone walking to the street and not prepared to have a spiritual, because the soul and God could give a spiritual emotion. Of course, it's not a spiritual, it's not perfection, it's not, you know, liberation. It's just, you know, the taste. Symptoms when it happens. So a sense of connection. Have you ever had a sense of connection with God, with the deity? No, maybe few, maybe one day, maybe when, you know, when the spiritual, we have a connection, a meeting with the spiritual master. You feel so connected, no? Have you ever had a spiritual experience? Please raise your hand. Okay, almost everyone. So, sometimes happen that if the mind is too weak, it can create crisis. There are some person that have spiritual experience, and this spiritual experience is so strong that it's difficult to return to life. It's difficult to re-engage in life. you know. So, crisis can happen if the mind is too weak. For this reason, we strengthen our mind through meditation, through mantras, because otherwise we cannot bear spiritual experience. Spiritual experience could be very strong in another plane. Sometimes, this is another case, if there are arrogance or egocentrism, there could be a misunderstanding of the two plan. And the person can start to think, I am God, I am the divine, I am that plane, you know. This is called in psychology the delusion of grandeur. When I think to be very important. So, spiritual experience, when there is not a proper understanding, can bring us to wrong philosophical conclusion. You know, in our tradition, we spoke about apasampradayas, sagyas, and other kind of... In every tradition, there are some diversion that sometimes bring to misunderstanding of the spiritual of the various level. There is the physical level, there are the spiritual level, there are different level. If I have an experience of transcendence, that does not mean that my body is perfect. It's the soul that is experiencing. So some problem can happen on that level. There could be, this is another kind of crisis, emotional exaltation. So one feels so much connection. They can also have some symptoms of ecstatic love, like crying, the hair standing on end. But Rupa Goswami explained that ecstasy could be just a reflection. So spiritual experiences can bring some kind of ecstasies, but generally are like pratibimba, like just a reflection or a shadow of the real spiritual existence. But if I don't know that, I can think to be a prophet or like someone blessed by God. And in the history, there are many of that. They are not just become crazy. They had a spiritual experience, but misinterpret that. Instead of become humble and understand the process. For this reason, we need a path. We need Majanoye Nagata Sapanta, the path that is in some way delineated by the Mahajanas. Okay. And then could be also paranormal manifestation and vision, voices. This is a different kind. It's not happening to the same person, but there could be, and also could be, you know, some mental imbalance about that. So these are crises produced by spiritual experience. Okay, the time is quite finished. I will just pass to the slide to make you have a feeling of the complete topic, and maybe we can discuss another time going deeper. So there are reactions following spiritual experience. So we have this experience like a balloon, and then the balloon is coming down to the earth, and so you know, there is lower tendency coming up from the lower part of us. And there is some strong opposition between spiritual aspiration and a resolved part. It's like the down. There is a down. And the person can become bitter and sarcastic. And in the this stage, he can left the spiritual path. He can leave the spiritual path. Because he can think that this is his experience. Is not true, was not true. This is many people that leave the spiritual path and are bitter and sarcastic are inside this kind of crisis. And sometimes it's difficult for us to manage. Because, you know, also for the person it's very difficult because this joyful state is finished. It's like, you know, the tide. When the tide go down, there is the stones. And when the tide go up, you know, high tide, the stone, you don't see the stone. So when you have, you are in good mood, in spiritual life, you don't see the stone. But in crisis, you start to see the stone. Okay, so we finish here. And I think if there will be the opportunity, we will speak about that another time. So we saw the crisis preceding spiritual experience. We saw the crisis producing by spiritual experience. And the next time, we will see the other kind of crisis. So snatch a pot to all. And Hare Krishna.